The One-Eyed God. The Wanderer. The All-Father. Odin. Many pantheons of deities, both fictional and from real-world mythologies, feature a singular god that acts as a king or leader over many other gods. In Norse mythology, this god is Odin, the All-Father, a central figure in the mythology and lord of many of the other deities in the pantheon. Odin was seemingly an important figure in the religions of certain Germanic peoples for centuries, and divided between all of his different aspects and representations, is known by over 200 different names. This video will focus on the various tales associated with Odin, as described by different Icelandic texts from around the 1200s. The authenticity of these texts in regard to the actual beliefs of the North Germanic peoples is a subject for debate. Within Norse mythology, Odin likely represents more attributes and concepts than any other deity, being associated with war, death, royalty, wisdom, knowledge, sorcery, and poetry. At the beginning of time, there were two realms, one filled with cold mist and the other with raging flames, and a primordial void between the two. Eventually, the two intermingling elements combined in the void and formed the first Jotun, Ymir, also known as the giant. Along with Ymir, there was also a giant cow that he suckled on for nourishment, and from his sweat came more giants, the Jotnar. The cow, on the other hand, licked the salt from the nearby ice, and from this licking came the first icier god, known as Buri. He had a son, who in turn married a Jotun, who gave birth to three sons, one of whom was Odin. Odin and his brothers then slew Ymir, the primordial giant, and the great rushing of blood that flooded from his body drowned the great cow, as well as the rest of the Jotnar, except for two. These two went on to repopulate the race of giants. Odin and his brothers then took the corpse of Ymir and used it to help create the earth, using his flesh to make the soil, his bones to make mountains, and his teeth to make boulders and stones. They used his skull to create the sky, and sparks from the realm of fire to make the sun, moon, and stars. They created a race of light elves and a world for them, as well as the dark elves deep under the earth. They made sprites, spirits, and animals to inhabit the earth, and then they needed something to worship them, so they created humans. They built a fence using Ymir's eyebrows around the earth to protect the humans from the Jotnar. And finally, they created the realm of Asgard, high above the world so that they could watch over their creations. He also married Frigg, who is said to know the fate of all, but says nothing of it. Odin fathered a number of sons, although exactly how many is unknown. Among these, he is the father of Thor, god of thunder, and Baldur, god of light. He also took note of a certain Jotun that was capable of taking any shape he wished, to a far greater extent than other giants, known as Loki. Odin liked Loki's wit and charm, and asked him to become a blood brother, to which Loki agreed. The two swore to be true brothers to one another, and Odin brought Loki into Asgard, where he was accepted by the others. Loki, however, developed a great reputation as a spiteful trickster, trusted by neither the gods nor the giants, but always managed to talk his way back into their good graces. In these days, Odin would often walk among the humans in the disguise of a wise old wanderer, testing the hospitality of those he visits. He also utilized two ravens, Hugin and Munin, who traveled the world daily to provide him with information, giving him the name of Raven God. Odin was a relentless pursuer of wisdom and knowledge, and would sacrifice much in these pursuits. On one occasion, Odin went to the world tree, Yggdrasil, and hung himself from its branches for 9 days before finally learning the secrets of runic letters. These runes contained great power, and with their magic, he became the wisest and mightiest being in the cosmos. This, however, was not enough for Odin, and he craved more knowledge. From his throne, he spied upon the realm of the savage Jotnar, and noticed one that was very wise. This giant controlled the Well of Wisdom, where one of Yggdrasil's roots ended, and drank its waters every day to become ever wiser. Odin went to this Jotun, asking for a single drink from the well. The giant agreed, but only if Odin shared his all-seen vision with him. Odin promptly plucked out one of his own eyes, placing it in the well before having a drink. From then on, he possessed only a single eye, but was truly the wisest of the wise. As life continued on Earth, and the gods continued to battle against the Jotnar, Odin's son Balder began to be troubled by ominous dreams that saw his life threatened. Due to the machinations of Loki, Balder was eventually killed, seemingly through an accident. Although none suspected Loki of playing a part in his death, his jealousy and spite eventually got the best of him, and he admitted openly to being responsible before fleeing. The gods demanded punishment of Loki from Odin, who used his all-seeing sight to locate him. The Aesir captured Loki and tortured him, bringing guilt to Odin for breaking his bond of kinship with Loki. This broken oath, among others in Asgard, led the gods to the events of Ragnarok, meaning Doom of the Gods, or Twilight of the Gods. Rather than being an apocalyptic end of days, Ragnarok instead foretold the end of a cycle of time, which would be followed by a rebirth, and eventually, another Ragnarok. For the Aesir gods, however, they knew their days were limited, Odin especially. Yggdrasil began to wilt, and brother turned against brother in this time of imminent destruction. Odin and the Aesir gathered as many strong and brave warriors as possible in the halls of Valhalla, and the Jotnar were growing ever bolder in their attacks. It was a hard time in the world of men, with death and depravity rampant, an age of axe and sword, with a deadly winter and the world waiting to fall into ruin. Finally, Ragnarok had come. The greatest battle that history could muster took place, and although Odin led a vast host of warriors into the war, he himself was swallowed up by the dread wolf Fenrir. In the end, the Aesir lost the battle, and the world was plunged into darkness as Yggdrasil broke and fell. And in time, a new day dawned, and the next cycle began, but people did not forget the deeds of the gods. Of course, there are a number of smaller tales related to Odin beyond just these. Stories of his relentless pursuit of wisdom, and his wanderings across the realms. These tales showcase Odin's imperfections and similarities to mortals, his willingness to trick or deceive others, and his legendary wisdom. Odin is the patron of many, from kings to outlaws, poets to berserkers, shamans to seers. Odin represents those who are willing to work and sacrifice to obtain that which they desire, and welcomed only the most worthy of warriors into his Hall of Valhalla. The Norsemen were a hardy and capable people, and it is likely that their belief in figures such as Odin pushed them to continue to pursue strength and wisdom, much like the Allfather.